Praise 102.7, Detroit's inspiration station. It's Reach Out Thursday. That means Chancellor Searcy is in the studio with me. And Chancellor, I have had conversations with various people who've said, if God is such a good God, then why is there so much going on? Why is there so much evil going on? And you have an answer for that, and you have your scripture reference, which is what today?
I do have an answer. And the scripture for today is James 1:17. It says, every good, and I'm actually reading from the NIV version, but it says, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. So the question for today is, if God is real and all good, why does evil exist? This is one of the questions that stumps a lot of Christians when it comes to evangelizing. This is actually the atheist and agnostic's favorite question to ask.
Okay.
But like the scripture says, everything good and perfect comes from above, and God doesn't change. The thing is this, God can do no bad or no evil, period. He is not the result or cause of evil being in the world. He created a perfect, pure, and sinless world. Man brought sin into the world through his disobedience by his free will choosing. God is a gentleman, and he does not interfere with the person's free will. If he takes away your free will choice, then you are nothing more than a created being or a programmed robot. So if God was to forcefully get rid of all the evil on the earth, he would have to get rid of a lot of people, probably including you and even me.
Wow.
He couldn't just get rid of some evil, but all of it, even the people who have had evil thoughts. So have you ever had evil thoughts? Should he kill you?
Wow.
I know sometimes some people have made me mad and I thought bad thoughts. I ministered to this drug dealer and he asked me this very question about God destroying all the evil on the earth. And so I just looked at him and asked, if God did that, would you be living? And he just smiled and said, I guess not. So if God was to destroy everything evil, how many of us would be destroyed because of cheating on our taxes or because of committing adultery or fornicating? People think that the root of evil is God, but the root of evil is sin. This world is evil and filled with it, but that doesn't change who God is. God is still love. And that love that he has for us keeps him from destroying us all. As humans choose to sin, we choose to produce evil. We are the creators of evil. On the flip side, if there were no evil, whose sins would Jesus have died for?
Wow.
What would be the purpose of his sacrifice? Ultimately, we live in a real world with real choices and real consequences. Our free will choices dictate the evil in the world. So rather than blaming God for the evil in the world, we should be spreading the cure for the evil and its consequences, which is Jesus.
Amen to all of that. That is fantastic. Listen, Chancellor wrote this book. It's called 365-Day Soul Winning Quest. And a lot of what he's talking about is in the book. And they can get that book?
Yep, you can get the book at my website, soulwinningquest.com.
All right. And if you would like to have Chancellor come and speak about evangelism, or if you have a question for him, give them the email address.
My email address is soulwinningquest@gmail.com.
Thank you so much, Chancellor.
Thank you, Randy.